The next indicators to evaluate the sinfulness of a county included excessive drinking and DUI fatalities. Now, we were unable to find specific statistics regarding the cities that they mentioned, but we were able to find things about California and about our county. This included binge drinking, which means consuming five or more drinks on an occasion for men or four or more drinks for women. It's associated with serious injuries and diseases and risk of alcohol use disorder. One in six US adults binge drinks. 25% do it weekly, 25%. And the most common is among younger adults age 18 to 34, especially in colleges. More men than women drink and binge drink alcohol. But for the DUI fatalities, San Bernardino County ranked the second highest for fatalities in the state, and it was fifth for DUI convictions. So, Father, we lift up this excessive drinking that by age alcohol used this past month in our state was for 12 to 17, 6%, 18 to 25, 45%, and over 26, 50% of the people used alcohol this past month. On the other hand, binging alcohol this past month, 4% at 12 to 17 years old, 28% at 18 to 25, and 21% at 26 and over. Those that drank alcohol once or twice in the last week, 47% 12 to 17, 18 to 25 was 45%, and 49% at 26 and over. So, Father, we lift up this excessive drinking. We pray, God, for more education about the dangers and health risks of binge drinking, especially. We pray there would be harder rules in colleges. And we lift up some of the colleges in our county, like CSUSB, Loma Linda University, Chaffey Community College, Victor Valley Community College, University of Redlands. And we know we're not listing all, but we lift up every college that's in our county and ask God that they would have a strict policy about no drinking on campus. And that they, if there are parties, that they would be completely monitored and that there would be major regulations about binge drinking and excessive drinking. We pray, Father, that even parents would be involved as well. We also pray for tough love documentaries to be created and developed about DUI fatalities to put the fear of God in people that it is very dangerous, and you'll lose your license and can go to jail and kill people. So we pray, Father, for more of that. We also pray that the DUI fatalities in our county will go down. We pray that for those marquees that the county and whoever's over the Department of Transportation, over the freeways, those freeway marquees would post about what drinking anything is, that you can't drink anything in the past hour or two and drive. And that they would say that there's a zero tolerance for drinking and driving. That's what they need to put out there. And that to get them to realize what that means. And that there would be more police checks, where they stop cars and check to see if you are inebriated. We pray for more of those to happen and the funds to allow that. We pray, God, also that there would be no tolerance when caught. We ask God for the people who do the convictions of the crimes, the politicians, the lawyers involved, the police officers, the way that they are able to get the information to prove that they have been drunk. Father, we pray that there would be a high sentence on the DUI. We know that it's, we pray for the moms, the mothers against, or MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that they too will speak up and will make a big deal about the issue of excess drinking and how it can affect you. We ask for education from health officials to come in and to speak, even at churches, to talk about it. We thank you for groups that churches have, like Celebrate Recovery. We pray, God, that there would be more of that and talked about, even from the pulpit, of the dangers of this. So we pray, God, from young to old. And now we just lift up your word. Thank you that in 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful for us, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful, but we will not be brought under the power of any. So we pray for believers to not be under the power of any alcohol. We know that it is okay to drink alcohol. Even Jesus made water into wine, but that your word says to not be drunk with wine or drunk at all. So, Father, we pray that people would have a conversation about what does it mean to be drunk, and so know where the boundaries are. That we pray, God, that they would instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. And in Philippians, that's in Ephesians 5:18. In Philippians 4:5, you say, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Father, you live in all of us that are believers. We pray that with that understanding that we would live in moderation, whatever we do. And then in 1 Peter 5:8, you said to be sober and vigilant, to because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. We know that the time is short and that we need to be alert. And when you drink, you're not as alert. So, Father, we pray for people to take these scriptures at heart and to remain sober. We also pray, Father, that they will not do anything to make a stumbling block to others that may be struggling with alcohol or anything like that. So we pray that they would take your word in 1 Corinthians 8:9 through 13. Take care that this right of yours, that to be able to do things lawful, anything, does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. So Father, we thank you for your word. It is disturbing that we've had this, that it we got these fatalities and the excessive drinking as low as 12 to 17 and how many drink. But God, we also pray that people will be moderate, that families will teach how to do that. And we pray, Father, for a better report by next year for our county in Jesus' name.